Let us start the Gemara and Daf Yudalef Hamid Beis, Tana Rabbona, 3 lines from the bottom. Kon so Rishen Lishum Nisuin, in the Barais it says that if the Rishen was Koinis Lishum Nisuin, V'yesh lo Eidim Shaloi Nistero, and there's Eidim that are made, B'chayreps, I sound sick as David, they were made chutz lebezden, but the 2 Eidim that are saying, Shaloi Nistero, Inami Nistero v'loi shos o kedei bia. Or there was tire, but v'loi shos o kedei bia. Ein ha-sheini yochelita in tainis psulim. So now, the second one cannot taina tainis psulim, Sharei kon sarishen. Sarashi says, V'yesh lo eidim shaloi nistero revusa ashminan. Tafilu hochi, even though there are eidim, ein asheni yochalita in tainis psulim lafsidok suboso, v'lei me mekachtoisu. We'll come with a tain of mekachtois, and eidim said she was a psula. Shaharei kon sarishen v'olov loda shenivolo. You should have realized you can't say mekach tois. Mekach tois means when he's unaware of the situation. But here he should have been aware that it's very possible that she's a ba'ule, and if he made the shidduch, he was machnas himself to marry an ishi, even though on the tzad that she's a ba'ula. Omar Rabbe, zoi say meres, konso becheskas psulo v'nimseis ba'ula, yesh lo ksube mone. So Rabbe brought a raya from this baraisa. The Rashi says, zoi say meres, do vadai becheskas psula konso, izicha was kainiso becheskas psula, the somach ha'edim, the komar en yocho lahav sida mono horoi la mono min anisuim. So you see that you can't tie in a mekachtois. That's how Rabbe was medayik from the baraisa. Ravashi yomar ba'alme lo'ilam eimeloch les lo'klal. A normal case of konso becheskas psula v'nimtzis bulem, so she doesn't have any ksube. He can tie in it a mekachtois. V'shani hocho sherei konso rishen, the way Rashi had said before on the Yudalef Amud Beis. Frag the Gemara, V'neichush shemo tachtov zinso. Let us be afraid that it was tachtov zinso by the second one. Amar Rav Shravye kegoin shekidesh ubol liyalta. It is speaking about that there was no zman between the erusin and the nesuin. So the zikha naramokim li stopik that she was mezana ben eris and l'nesui. Now, let us see Rashi. V'neichesh shemo tachtov zinzo, abaraisa porich. The Gemara is asking a kasha on the baraisa. V'ktoni eina sheini yochalita in tainis psula. That he can't, there's no tainis psulim that he can patter himself from a chiyev ksube by saying that she's a ba'ula. V'loi maskekina le'ilovi lebezn. Poshet, we're not giving him a motivation to come to bezn. Because he knows a fellow who'll come to bezn, he'll still be mechuyev to give her a ksube. And if he won't come to bezn, v'lo yisbarer hadovor im tachtov zinzo im loy. He says, Rashi holds that Chazal made a takonim, psula niseis l'yoyim arvi, that even though there's a svek sveke, But Chazal were not saying on a svek sveike, the mokim dike levuvi. So they wanted that he should come to Bezen. He can come to Bezen mitzad the ptur ksube. Al kaponim, when he comes to Bezen, so the, there are tzodim, there are possibilities, will be able to be mevarer, if she's osa, if she's mutter, in tachtav zinso. Im loy tachtav, lav tachtav zinso. But over here, since we don't give him any motivation to come to Bezen because of the ksubit, so he won't come to Bezen. V'shema asura he loy. Maybe she's taka osa, maybe it was tachtav zinso. Is bish loyma ahanach de la'el de amorin konso becheskas psulo. V'nimtzeis bu'ulo yesh lo ksube. Okay, so all other cases that the halach is konso becheskas psulo v'nimtzeis bu'ulo yesh lo ksube loy makshina. We don't have such a kashe. Dilma nechosh shema tachtav zinso. Tikal meima shebo lebezn. Could be you're speaking about that Edim came and when Mavara she was Mazane Kaidim the Erison. That means like this. The Gemara is asking Akasha that this halacha that we're saying that he'll have to give her a ksube even though she's a ba'ula. This halacha is a dangerous halacha because by him being aware that he'll have to give a ksube side by side, so he won't come to Bezen. The Loshon Shita Mekebetzes and Shita's Rashi Shayedei Shata May Iloi Betanosei Lahavsit Ksuboso. If you enhance his taina, when he says that she's a ba'ula, that she loses her ksube, arayato maski keilovi lebezn, so that will motivate him to come to Bezen. That means if she's a ba'ula, he wants to make sure he shouldn't have to pay her a ksube. So that's very good. But ba'im lo yuchal lahavsit ksuboso, male lovi lebezn. But if he can't be mafsid the ksubal, even though she's a ba'ula, still has to pay her, so he won't come to Bezen. Lo yizbarer hadova, won't be able to be mevarer if it was taka tachtav zinso or not. So be'emison, the Gemara's kashi is according to Rashi. So this halacha of einashena yochalita in tainus psulim, and he can't be mafsed of the ksube, that's not a practical halacha. We should be mafsed of the ksube. So the shita says, ve'ein teima loima, shebishvil shos shazu nafsiden o ksuboso shaloi kedin. Ay, lechoyre, sekumtir the ksube, and we'll be mafsed of shaloi kedin. So he says like this, Tarehi bu'ula lefonecha. First of all, we don't know b'teiris vadois that he owes her a ksube. She's a bu'ula. Now, it could be she was nivul tachtok. Zafilu b'mokim svek svek enuchu lahavsit ksuboso kedei she yisbar radova. So that means as follows. That means even though al pi oimik hadin, we could be moitzi momin with a svek sveke. That does not mean that he really owes her a ksube. I mean, we don't know when she was mezana. This isha was nival before. When the before was of his before, after his eris and before his nisuin, or she was nival by the rishain, that we don't know, but shizicha was nival. So, al pi oimik adin, she can get a ksube. But not that we know he owes her a ksube. But that's in halacha, so he can be mighty mama with a svek-sveker. So here the Gemara held it's kedai to be mevater on this halacha, because we might end up with that he'll be over Yisurim. So Rashi asks, either is such a loche konso becheskas besulo v'nimtzeis beulo, the din is that he gives her a ksuba, so how does this aloche stem? So Rashi, that's not kash. It could be the aloche is when he comes and he says that she's a beulo, he's potter to give her a ksuba. Now we bring Eidim. That means if we won't be mevar, I'll be potter. If we'll bring Eidim that it was Zin Sakai de Meiresin, no, then we'll give her a ksuba. It's a mekach tois. It's not a mekach tois. So that halach is not a kashe. But here it says, Eine Sheine Yochalita in Tainis Ksulim. That means we say there's nothing what to come to Bezden for. Here the Gemara is Amir de Kikash. So what did Rav Shravia say? Kigain shekideish ubo ala alta. Garsinen. Beloi garsinen shekideish la alta ubo ala alta. Shloi pirish mimeno ben kedushin labila devadai loi tachtav zinsa. So in this case that it says, that he can't be mafer the ksuba, speaking that we know klor, in this case there's no mokim lahachme olav m'shem atacht of zinza, because it wasn't shaykh. Ve'ika demasni lo amasnisin, others brought down the machlokes rabbe and ravashi on our mishneh. Besula Almona grusha chalutza min an esuing subos almona. Ve'ein lohem tainis psulam. Psulam min an esuing mechem ashkachas lo. Kegoyin shenichza lo chupe v'loi nivalo. Shizbecheska shaloi nivalo. Oma rabbe zoi say meres. She was becheska shaloi nivalo. And it says that she gets a ksube. She gets a ksubis mone, so he says, konsa becheskes psulam, and he says, bu'ula ksubos amon. Havashem alo ilom eim aloch ba'alma les lo klal. So mekach to isr shani hochet, shrei nichneso lechupe. The leiche shemo tachtov zinso the same kash. Shema rav shrebi ken shikidi shubo la'alta, man the masni lo bereise, the machloikis, rabin ravashi kolshken amasnisen, man de masni lo amasnisen avala bereise loimishm de motzi omalo ano aidim somchi. Let us see Rashi. Vike de masni lo loho de rabbe ve rab ashi ve rab shrevi amasnisen. So is a meres miktoni masnisen ein loim tainis psulim. Vleiche shema tachtov zinso. Vamai toni ein lehem tainis psula. Why did we say he can't have tainis psula? He can't be mafsad of the ksuba. Why did we say that? And the master lolo, the rabbi varvashi abereis, the kolshkan amasnis, the kivin da abereis, afogav da omru eidem loinister olarish. Vishain ise becheskas psula konso, vafilo hochi adele ravashi le rabbi, Loilam loisish makonza becheskas psulam nimses bule yeshla ksube. Tishani hocheshrei konza rishe. So we're saying that the sheni should have expected or been chayish that could be she's a beula. Even though there are two eidim that saying that loinisterom is koshken amas nisen, yizicha don't have a raya. And that konso becheske tulnin says bu'ule that yesh lo ksube leivtichosoi eid leivtichu eidim al kach zikele misnaile de rabbe. So then if the machloikis was nemo on the bereise, about the givis, we can say it goes on the mishne that the Rabbi brought his raya, umay dahad elay Rabashi. Uman de toni lo de Rabbi ve Rabashi amas nisin. That the machloikis was said on the Mishnah is avala beraisa loy masni lo. Then we will not say that on the Bereis we also have a machloikis Rabbi Rabashi. Bereis vadi shaper shamine mino zoisem eres de Rabbi. From the Bereis we have a raya to Rabbi. Va'alo, and on the Bereis lahavel Rabashi lahaduri shani hocho shereikon sorishin. The motzi omar. Because here he can tain it zicha mekachtois, ano a eidim somchi. I relied on the eidim, v'kivin de ktoni, ein hasheni yocholito in tainis psulim, shaminem vadai, de zois oimeres, konso becheskes psulo, v'nimtseis bulo, yeshlo ksube. Zog toisves, omar rabbe, zois oimeres. Nire Bahoche Garsinen Rabbe. He says Rabbe is the one that brought a raya from this Bereise that konso becheskas psulo venimtseis bulo yeshlo ksube. The Rove koma leel the mekach tois legamri mashma. Rove what said that the Mishnah that said actually, Restiho, Nenastavoyo, Mekri, Mekartois, so Rove says, Mekartois is Mashmets, and Mekartois Legamri. Vi Garsinen, Hoche Rove, Nifu Bigoyres Rove, im Kentikshi, Masnissen, Rachele Seife. So then we'll have a problem, we'll have a stir in the Mishnah alone, Rachel is safe. And the Bereis alone, it could be the Bereis also, it's not a Mekach Tois. But if Rove was made this dig from the Bereis, that the Bereis also, it's not a Mekach Tois, then we'll have a stir in the Mishnayis. The Hosei Seymeres, Ikele Medik, Nami Mimas Nisen, this dig, the Konso Becheskas, Psula v'nimtzeis bula yeshlo ksube. We can be medaiktes from our Mishnah also. Kedem rinim v'somoch. That's the ikedem masni lo masnisen. And further the Mishnah says, ad sheloi erasticha nenasto v'hoya mekri mekach tois. So according to Rove, mekach tois means mekach tois mamish. So mamele. There's a stira the reish and the seifel. Avadi nir doche goris rabbe. The rove domalel makachtois, legamre mashmi. Is yiforish kemoi ravashi that the whole reason is a chiyav ksube because shere konsorishin. So here he knew to expect that it could be she's a bu'ula. Konso becheskas psulo v'nimtseis bu'ulo yesh lo mono. This was Rabbi's Dik. Now Taisvus asks Amir de Kekasha. Boho diktoni shaharei konsorishen. The Bereise says, Eina sheini yochalita in tainis psulim, shaharei konsorishen. So that is saying, in other words, that here is a special case. Because it was konsorishen, so therefore he could expect that she's a ba'ula. Perish rivom the hoche mashmale. Rabbe learned pshat in the Bereis as follows. Ein lesheni tainis psulim. With him taining that she's not a psula, that she's a ba'ula, so his taine cannot be ein l'sheini taines psulim l'chasro miksuboso klum. He doesn't have a taine, his taine cannot be mechasa haksube. Sharei konso rishoin v'goram liyois ksuboso mone. Veine yoche lechasro kchul me yoysa mone, dwe mahane tainis psulim, elo mi mone de psulim. Eis this, the Eina Sheni Yochalita in Tainus Psula means he cannot come with his Taina to be Mechasa HaDeksube because she doesn't have Psulim, since her Ksube is only a Ksubis Mone. If there's a Ksubis Mone, Tainus Bu'ule is not a Sibe to be Mechasa. Tainus Bu'ule is only a Sibe to be Mechasa from the Messiah, not from the Mone. That is how Rabbi learned Pshat. And then Ravashi said, Shani Ochesh Reikon Sorishin, Badaite, the Bu'ulan, he says. He was aware that it could be she's a Bu'ula, Afogardadim, Edim, Shaloni, Velo, in Seyma Chalze. He doesn't rely on them blindly. Beyachesh Oyen Isuyim, Besova de Leshapcha Oimrim came. They want to praise her, so they said this. If it's not speaking Eidim be Bezdin, it's Zichet B'Stam, it's Shabbat on Bezdin. What do they have to say Eidim on Bezdin for? So Memele, so they want to praise her, but he realizes whatever they're saying you could take, you should take with a grain of salt, and therefore, he can't find a Mekach Toys. The Nechush Shemo Tachtov Zinso. Ein Loima. The porich amayeni yochelitain tainis psulim lo israelo. You can't say the Gemara's kasha is. Why can't he? It says ein asheni yochelitain tainis psulim. He can't tain the tainis psulim lo israelo. Neichish beishes koin shematachtov zinso. The lek elachodes veikas of iktachtov sovikain tachtov. That can't be the Gemara's kasha. That means, we would say, Ein loy tainis psulim means that a filo lagabi isa, he doesn't have a tainis psulim. In the Gemara is Akasha, why not? Why doesn't he have a tainis psulim lagabi isa? It's a sovik, shematachtav zinsa. Because if that would be the kasha, the motzi lishni, I can tell you a teretz to this kasha. The hodeini yochel litoin, hainu labsida miksubosa. It means, Eini Yochalitin means in Chayshin Mishpot. Eini Yochalitin Tainis Tzum Lafsida Miksubosa. The Iko Svek Sveike. Bafilo Tachtov Eime Boines Habe. Eis this, what's your kasha? Let's be afraid it was Tachtov Zinsa, which is a possibility. Fine, it could be Tachtov Zinsa. But that is not a reason she shouldn't lose the Ksube. It could be Tachtov Zinso, and it was Nenso Tachtov, so that's why she doesn't lose the Ksube. And that's what it says, Ein Hasheni Yochalitin Tainis Psul means Legabi the Ksube. The Bereis is only speaking about the Choshen Mishpat the Kishayla over here, not about the Yeredeya the Kishayla. Tafilu Tachtov Eime Boines Havet. And to say that Ein Loy Tainis Psulim is a blank lotion in its kailal everything, that you don't have to say that. Ein Zed Doichik. The Leil Nami Meforish Ein Yochalitain Tainis Psulim Hochi. The Gemara says the same thing before. It says in Yehuda, since they were Misyachid before the Nisuin, So he can't tine tainis psula. So the Gemara says, the comma, the Gemara says, Lamai, what does it mean he can't tine tainis psulam yude? Ila la isra Allah bi Yehuda amayloi. So the Gemara says, no, ela lafsida ksubosa. So you see, klo, it says in the Mishnah by Yehuda in the Yochali tain tainis psulam, and the Gemara says it does not mean, you can't take this literally, legabi everything, ain't a yochalitain tainis psulim. It means legabi the ksuba, ain't a yochalitain tainis psulim. So Mamele is also the same thing, legabi the ksuba, you can't tain, afilu was tachtav zinso, you can't be master the ksuba, she still gets the ksuba, out svek svek. Elo aksuba porich amayini mafsidlo. No, the Gemara's kasha is
why doesn't she lose the ksuba? But what's the kasha? So we'll see soon. But that's the kasha. The kasha is, why doesn't she lose the ksuba? The nira lari, now he's going to explain what the kasha is. The l'rab ashi porish. The Gemara is asking a kasha according to Rab Ashi. Kimin de ba'alma islay. Since Rav Ashi holds the Ein Lo Klum, Rav Ashi holds normally konsa becheskas psula v'nim seiz bule, ze mekach toiz. V'hoche yesh lo. And here she has a ksuba. Why? L'fisha konsa rishen. In Cain, so according to Rav Ashi, if you'll give her a ksuba, yovili de isem. Shezeho ish sovo kivin shezu yeshlo. He says, this yid will have a shayla. All the time he knows, konsa becheskas psula, v'nimtzeis bula, it's a mekachtois. And here, it's not a mekachtois. Lefi, shezeho ish sovo kivin shezu yeshlo, afagav de ba'alme leslo. Im kein machzikin in oisa vadi bula mi baal rishen. Vadas kein reitzim loimer shen ososi. That means, he'll ask Akasha, why do you have to give her a psula? So he finds out that yes, because you know that you can't tie him a kachtois over here, because you knew she was a psula. He knew she was a ba'ula from the rishay. Ubechinem etach lebezn shavadi lo yisru alai. That means if when it comes to moment, bezn says that I have to pay her a ksube, so bezn assumes for dova poshe that she was nivel from the rishay. And I should have realized this, that she's nivel from the, was nivel from the region. That's why I can't come with a time that's a mekartois. Because Bezna will look at me like a meshugana. What do you mean mekartois? You knew she was nivel from the region. So now, so that's why I have to pay a ksube. So I'll come to Bezna, say, you know she's a ba'ula. So I'm making a fool out of myself. If Bezna tells me to give her a ksube, it's because I know she's a ba'ula. That's why I have to give her a ksube. So Mela, I'll tell Bezdin now that she's a bula, so there's a shayla nisavaheta. There's no shayla nisavaheta. She's a bula. I knew she's a bula. That's why I have to pay her a ksuba. So there's no shayla whatsoever. Ubechina metach lebezdin, shavadi lo yisru alai. Ulakacho yulonu lahavsik subosu sheyovi lebezdin vlo yita leime shemeteres loi. So memele, so that's the kasha. That means, if the locha will be, you're gonna go al pi locha. You'll say you have to give her the, you can't tie the mekach toys. So if you can't tie the mekach toys, so why can't I tie the mekach toys? Because Bezna will tell me, who are you fooling? You weren't so naive, you knew she was a boomer. So if he knows he can't tie the mekach toys because he knew she was a boomer, so what is he going to come and tie her that she's a boomer? So, I mean, the Bezna tells you knew she was a boomer. And really, that's not the true pshat. Pshat is that... Mekachtois she can't tie because you were aware she could have been a bula. Not that you knew she was a bula. You were aware. Mekachtois means if I would have known. Don't say that. You knew there's a possibility she's a bula. That's the taicha mekachtois. You knew there's a possibility that she could be a bula. I'm not saying she was a bula. There's a possibility. So, you can't tie in a mekachtois. But it could be she wasn't a bula from the Rishna. It could also be. So, lemaisa ksuba, you give her al tzvek sveike. Maybe she was from the Rishon. And maybe it was nivol tachtecho, which is also possible. But in it, so, mamele, you give her a ksuba, you have to give her. That's the real. Abo, you come ask a shayla. And you're a kohen, so Bezna Zicha tell you that she's awesome. Because it's one topic, Shema Tachtov, Shema Lav Tachtov. But such a Lamdan, he's not the Kohen. He says, the Kohen, the Kohen will understand from this psak that Bezdin assumes that she was nivul from the Rishon, so there's no mocking to ask a Shailen Bezdin. So Lamaisa, he'll live with her Be'issa. So in order to prevent this, we should be mafsid of the ksuba, the same lomdus like we said in Rashi. But the whole thing is only according to Ravashi. We'll see that because according to Ravashi, the Skoyin has a kasha all the time. Konsa becheskas pshulnitzes bula the mekach tois. And I don't know where ksuba. Here are your ksuba. It's like kolcha mishum de machzakin in sheniva lo minarish. Yeah, but this is only a kasha by an Eishas Kohen. What's by an Eishas Yisro? A Philip Eishas Yisro, Yishlonu Lav Sido. Why? There's no problem. Zere Sheire Kohen Shezu Loi Soivet Ksubosu, because a Kohen is going to look and see that this Yisroel, he's going to see that this Yisroel, they want Mavsid the Ksube. So by the same thing as by him also. So Bezdin assumes Vadova Poshet that she was never from the Rishon. La Yavila Bezdin. Avila Rabbe Loi Porach Midi Kibin the Baal Maname Yesh Lo Leke Lamite. But according to Rabbe, there's no Mokim Litois. According to Rabbi, he doesn't see anything that Bezdin assumes it's from the Rishon. The Konsa Becheskas Psula Venim says Bula all the time, it's Ksubosa Mone. So Memela, he doesn't see any assumptions. So Memela, so they don't know to ask a Shaila. He says, there's a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. Rashi says the abaraisa porich. I'm on the yoma. That's how the sheet is medayik. Tosfos says the whole kasha only according to Ravashi. According to Ravashi, there's a shayla. Rashi learned because he only comes to Bezdin because of the money. Tosfos didn't learn like that. So memele. So Tosfos had to say a different shayla. According to Ravashi, this is a shayla. Now, what did the Gemara answer on the Shaila? So the Gemara answered it speaking about that it's Kiddush Ubal La'alta. It's Kiddush Ubal La'alta. So Memele, so there's no chash of Shemba Zinsa Tachtov. Fek Rabbi Keveger, Amor Dike Kashe. He says he doesn't understand the Gemara according to Tosfos. Why? He says, the Kashe was, Taisa says the kasha was afilu a Yisroel will marry, a Yisroel will marry her. And the Kohen is going to observe postutzach by the Yisroel. Yisroel is going to marry her, and then he goes to Bezdin, and Bezdin tells him he has to give a ksube. So what he has to give a ksube, that throws off the Kohen. That means all of a sudden he was always under the impression that Konsa Becheskas Psul of Nimsis Bull, you don't have to give a ksuba. And here Bezdin Paskins, you have to give a ksuba. Oh, so Maista is Bezdin assumes for Dova Poshet Shrei Konsa Horishin. So by me, I'll save myself the job. So the Mokim Atois is from the Ksube, from the Tashlum Ksube. That means, that's what the Yisroel is mutter with her, is no raya b'chlal, that you're not chaya shem atachtav zinza. I mean, a Yisroel is mutter, you have a svek svek, tachtav lach, tachtav choyin, is chot. So from the heter, there's no raya from the Yisroel. But the raya is from the Tashlum Ksube. Why does he pay a Ksube? Oh, it's a Rai Marzikina. So the whole Mokim Atois is from the Ksuba. In fact, Rabbi Kevega, Meire de Kekasha. So what's the Teretz? So the Teretz is, it's Kiddush Ubo La'alta. Fine. So what is Kiddush Ubo La'alta? So by the Israel, there's no Neche Shem Atacht of Zinsa. But the Kain who's watching, the problem was not on this Yisrael. On this Yisrael, there's no Shaila Bechlau that she's Mutter to the Yisrael. There's a Svek Svek, Afalakidish Veleibo Lalta. So the problem arises by who? The problem is by the Kain who's going to watch. And the Kain's going to get misled. If you're going to pass into this Yisroel, give her a ksube, so this kain is going to have a kash. Why do you give her a ksube? It's a mekach tois. Oh, marzikinon, said she was nivol tachas rishin. So the ksube misleads the kain. That what the kain won't come to ask a shayla is because the Yisroel gives a ksube. So the ksube will mislead the kain that's watching. So what's the chilik? What's the chilek if the Yisrael was, what's the chilek if the Yisrael was Kiddush Bo'al Alta? It was like Kiddush Bo'al Alta. That doesn't solve any, that doesn't solve the problem. It was Kiddush Bo'al Alta. So it wasn't Tacht of Zinsa. And he saw the B'chal was never a problem of Tacht of Zinsa. The problem is you tell the Yisrael to give a ksube. That was the problem. You told the Yisroel to give a ksube. And if the Yisroel will give a ksube, that is proof that marzekinon, that it was from the Rishon. So if the Kayin knows that Bezin holds marzekinon from the Rishon, he won't ask any shailas. So the Kiddush Ubo La'altar is not a trufa whatsoever, for the kain is watching. That's how the Kibbeges kasha. It lives by its own here. Zok tais vizvaita. Kigoin she kiddish ubol la'alta. Vechein tzorech nami lahamit. Shari shayn. Acher she kiddish konso la'alta. Umeis miyad. Now, let's, before we're talking about, we don't know how this works by a kain that watches a Yisrael, but let's talk about a kain alone. Let's talk about a kain. Let's say by a kain. A kain, mores ta kasha neche shemo tachtov zinsa. That was the kasha by the kain. Okay, you're going to say that she gets a ksube. So you're going to give the impression that we assume that nivolo min arishin. So memele, so this kain, so this kain will remain with her. V'neiche shem batachtav zinsa. So the Gemara answered, no, on this kain there's nothing to worry about. It wasn't tachtav zinsa, it was kiddush ubol alta. Fine. I still have a problem. We still have this assumption that the Kohen assumes, that Bezin assumes, that she was nibble from the Rish. But that's not true. We only say it's not a Mekachto, it's not we assume she was nibble from the Rish. But the Kohen mistakenly gathers that Bezin assumes she was nibble from the Rish. Now, but we really have a suffix. Maybe the Edom are telling the truth. Maybe she never was nibble from the Rishon. Now, if she wasn't nibble from the Rishon, how did she become a Ba'ula? So maybe she was nibble by the Eiris and the Nisuyin by the Rishon. That could be. That means we're not saying for sure that the Rishon was boil her after the Nisuyin. We don't know. Edom said there was no stira. We say maybe there's a possibility that there was a stira, fine. But there's a possibility there wasn't a stira either. Now, if there wasn't a stira, so how did she become a bula? It could very well be that she became a bula. She was nivel between the Erison and the suin of the first husband. Now, if that's the case, so she's also lacuna. We have a problem at a kain. So we asked That means the psak in Hilchus Ksube is misleading to a kohen. So the whole teretz was, but it's speaking about such a case that even it's misleading, but the kohen won't be nichshel because won't be tacht of zinsa. In fact, so they said a problem, but maybe it was tachas orishin that it was zinsa. Maybe she was nivel tachas orishin. That means maybe the Rishon was not boiled her by the Nisuin. If sure the Edom are right, she was never nivel from the Rishon. And she is a Bula, so could be that she was nivel the Mineirison from someone else, and she's also Lakune. So we have the same problem. That means this person has to come to Bezin. If this person would come to Bezin, we tell him, you have to stay away with her with a 10-foot pole. You're a Kayin. There's one suffix. I don't know if she's mutter to you. Maybe she was never from her husband. Maybe she was never from someone else. Maybe she was never from someone else. Or maybe she's also to you. I don't know. I don't know if she's mutter to you or not. So Tosfos says, Daf Mizogin, that it is speaking about that it's Bo'al Alta. So Taisva says that, let's speak about if the second one is a Koyim. Abba Kibay doesn't understand if the second one is Yisrael, how it helps. But when the second one is a Koyim, so then we had a legitimate kasha that means Neche Shema Tachtov Zinso. Let us be afraid Tachtov Zinso the and she should be also to this coin because we really don't assume Beteres Vadi she was nivel from the Rishon. So the Gemara answered, we don't have to be afraid of this because we don't have to be afraid of this. Because it's being makidush bo'ala alter, so she zicha mutter to the kohen. Because there wasn't tachtav zinso. So Tosfos says, but I have another problem. Maybe it was tachas harishon it was zinso. Maybe it was zinso tachas harishon. That means we don't know when she was nival. She's a ba'ula. Adam said she wasn't nival from the rishon. And it could be she wasn't nivel from the Rishon. Now she's a Ba'ula, so when was she nivel? So it's very possible she was nivel. But when she was zinsa tachas harishon, that means before the Nisuin, she was zinsa tachas harishon. That could be. Now, if the Kohen would come to us and ask a Shaila, you say, am I permitted to be with this Isha? So Bezin will tell him, listen, I don't know when she became a Ba'ula, if she came a Ba'ula from after the Nisuin of the Rishon, or if she became a Ba'ula through the Rishon, or she became a Ba'ula not through the Rishon. So Bezin is a subject, maybe she was Nival before the Nisuin, maybe the Rishon was never Ba'ula. And if she was Nival then, so she's also Lakune. She's also Lakune, she's an Aisha, she's Insa. So you have to say between Chaintzach Nami Lahamit Sharishin Acher Shekidesh Konsel Alta. That's also speaking about the same case. That the Rishon was also Konsel Alta. Umeis Miyad. And another thing. And he died right away. Because again, why do you have to say that the Rishon died right away? Because if the Rishon didn't die right away, it sounds like this. The Rishon made Nisuin. Now, two Edom came and said that he had a heart attack. That's what two Edom came and said. So there was no stira. They called Atzola before there was time to have stira. That's what the Edom say. If the Edom are saying a lie, so Pshat is could be he had a heart attack after the stira. Could be that we don't know clothed Edom or Mishabeyach. We have a 5-minute suffix over here. If the heart attack was before the stira or after the stira, maybe it was boiler, maybe we wasn't boiler. Fine, but after the heart attack, they took him to the hospital and he was in intensive care for 10 years. And then he died. Now, if that's the case, now if the Edom are right and they had a heart attack before the stira. So Memela, so how did she become a Ba'ula? How did she become a Ba'ula? The first one was Kiddush, Kiddush Balls. So in the Eirusin, she didn't become a Ba'ula. But there was 10 years that she's an Eishes Ish, and the husband was never Ba'ula, and now she's a Ba'ula. So how did she become a Ba'ula? So Akocher was in Satachto. So why did she's also? So we have to make this akimta that it's speaking about that meis miyat ve'edim me'edim sheloi zinso tachto. Now the Rasha says ve'edim me'edim is oy edim. Not maybe it wasn't Kiddush v'konsel alta, there's Eidim me'idim sh'loi zin sotachto. It wasn't Neis miyad. But come on, we know klo that she wasn't mizan. We have to make this akimta. Di'im nivela tachas harishem, re nivela leposelo v'asura lekohuni. Now, there's a meir dikikashe that the achreinim ask, the maram shiv, the sheet of Emerson is meir dikikashe. The Zamiridike Kasha, Aesis Taisvis asks, the first hour of Taisvis, that we have to say that it was Kiddush Ba'al Alto, because if not, maybe it was Nivalo Tachtov, maybe it was Nivalo Tachas Harishin, so she's also to the Sheini. Fragt man Akashe, Lecher is Azoi. She had a Cheskes, had Teisves on the Aftesa of Adalev. Esks Akashe, and Rabbalozer said, Oime Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, so, is Nemon Lo Yisra Olov, and the Gemara says, he's speaking about one case on Eishes Koyin. Now, An Eishes Koyin is, we have, so Taisus asks, so it's one suffix, maybe Tachtov, maybe Lav Tachtov. So Memela, so she's also to the Koyin. So Taisus says, let's tell on Cheskes Heter, that means that Shizich was once Mutter Lakune, and now I have a suffix, she's still Mutter, let's say it was Lav Tachtov. Let us say it's Lav Tachtov. So Taisvah says, Enochanami Cheskes Heter says it was Lav Tachtov, but Cheskes Haguf says that it was Tachtov. That means she was a Psula. We're clearing when did she become Ois Psula. So Cheskes Haguf is telling us that as long as possible we should say that she remained a Psula. So Cheskes Haguf is telling us that it was Tachtov. Cheskes Heter is telling us that it was Lav Tachtov. So they cancel out, so it's a suffix. That's what Taisvah says on the Aftesa Medalev. Fregen the Achroinim, Amir de Kekasha. Over here, when you're clearing by the Rishon, was she Nivol Tachtov or not? Was she Nivol Tachtov? So you have here a Cheskas Heter, that says she wasn't Nivol Tachas HaRishon. You have a Cheskes Haguf that also says, Pakel, Cheskes Heter, Cheskes Haguf will say that her husband was Ba'ula, the Rishon was Ba'ula. So why do you have to make a Kimte? See, you have a Cheskes Heter with a Cheskes Haguf. That's the Kash. So I wanted to say a Teretz, and Bemison, I found Baruch Hashem, we wanted to be mamtik a little bit this teretz. Taisvis Abdav Tesomed Aleph asks Akasha that by Eishes Koyin, why is she also to the Koyin? Let's tell her on Cheskes Heter. Kivege asks, it's a modern Akasha. What should you tell on Cheskes Heter? We'll see right on the sugya that they weren't Seimach and Chazoke by Yuchsin. They won't say, if a Reuven Chazok, without a tiny body, they won't say, Mechan Chazok. So all of a sudden, Tosfos wants to be mata biyuchsin la anisha tasavish is muta lakuna also lakuna. So Tosfos was telling Chazaka. Sifek Rabbi Kivega. So Rabbi Kivega answers that here we don't know klo that she's also. It's shav yanafshe. So and the chumre of shav yanafshe. This chaymer that you don't rely on chazoke was said if you know that something happened and I have a suffix, you don't rely on chazoke. But if there's no biru, the whole thing is shav yanafshe. So the chaymer of yuchsin was not said by shav yanafshe. So my mail says it's a good kasha, so let's tell on chazoke. The loshen of Rabbi Kiveger is, Rabbi Kivega says, he says as follows. And after Samadalev, Mada osa rak mishum mailis yuchsin kil yoyser, vu rak bebemavua lefoneinu dibula, aber lo hechad aber rak mishum shav yanavshe chaticha disu. As is it Rabbi Kivega. He said, by shav yanavshe, there's no aloche of this chaymer of yuchsin, and by shav yanavshe, we can rely on chazok. That's hanocha aleph. Hanocha beis, Tosfos said that the whole Gemara's kasha neiche shemo tachtov zins was only according to Ravashi. We hear here Ravashi holds konsa becheskas psula v'nim says pula. Fine. So this whole Gemara is the whole Gemara here is going according to Ravashi. Hanoche gimel Tosfos and Daf Yudam ad Aleph. We hear a memre. That Shmuel said, "Ha'ima Pesach Pasuach Matzosi Nemon Lafsidok Subosa," even because Ein Adam Teirich Pesuda Mafsida. That is Shmuel's memory. That means even though he can't prove that she's a Bo'ula, he could still be Mafsid the Ksuba Ein Adam Teirich Pesuda Mafsida. So Tosfos and Avyud said, Rav Ashi. Later we'll see Ravashi and our Amid is chaylik on Shmuel. Ravashi holds, you don't say in the Chazak in Adam Tech Besuda Mafsida. So, Pekitza, according to Ravashi, how could a person be Mafsida Ksuba only with a tiny domain? He can't be Mafsida Ksuba with Pesach Pasuach. That's what Taishu says. Ravashi is chaylik on Ravashi is chaylik on Shmuel. So now, when we're learning the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says that ein hasheni yochalita in tainus psulim, that he can't tain the mekachtois. So that the chiddush is because sherei konsarishin. So when he's taining mekachtois, when he wants to be mafsed of the ksuba, according to Ravashi, how is it talking about? So kochoch, you can only be mafsed the ksuba with a tiny domim, according to Ravashi. You can't be mafsed the ksuba with a tiny pesach besuda, because Ravashi does not hold an odom teich besuda mafsida. So we're speaking about not a tzir of shav yanafshi. We're speaking about we have a biru gomul that lemaisa that she wasn't a bu, that she was a bula. By a biru gomul, don't rely on chazoke. So Mamela, it's not shver discussion that they asked. Rabbi Kivega said, Tosfos Dav Tes only asked by Shav Yanavshe. By Shav Yanavshe, you do rely on Chazok, and the Schema of Yuchsin Geit Nishon by Shav Yanavshe. But here we're going according to Ravashi. And that's what Tosfos says. And according to Ravashi, it can't be speaking about he's tining Pesach Pesuach Matzosu. So Kochach is speaking about that he's tining, that is coming with a tainis domim. A tainis domim, even two chazokas won't help. You need a tainis bori. You need that even roiver chazokas does not pay yuchsin. You need a tainis bori. So memele, so here is no tainis bori. So memele, so it's not shver the kash, she should be mutter lekuhuna als two chazokas. Cheskas heter and cheskas hagu. Let us just start a little further the Mishnah. Ha'ichel Eitzel Chomov Yehudeh Shaloi Be'edim. A person who's Ha'ichel Eitzel Chomov Yehudeh Shaloi Be'edim Eine Yochel Litoin Tainis Psulim Mibnei Shem Mishyached Imo. That means if it was Mishyached with the Kalin Yehudeh, so he can't tain the later Tainis Psulim because it was Mishyached Imo. So the Gemara midiktoni ha'oichel mechlaldi keduchte biyehuda nami de lo yochel. There were places that weren't misyachet because of the ha'oichel. Omar Abai yishma mina biyehuda nami mekoymis mekoymis yesh. There were different places in Yehuda. Kedesan, we learned in Abarais, Omar Abiyuda, biyehuda berishoino yimeyachte mesachosn besakal shachas koydim knisosn lechupa kdeshe yelibay gasbo ubegolu lehoyu oisin kain. In Golo, they didn't do this. Be Yehuda v'rishayna yemamidim lam shnei shesvinan echad loy ve'echad lo k'day lamashmei shesachos v'esakala b'shas k'nisosan l'chupe be Golo loy hoyu oisen kei. Now, what is pshat in this? That in Yehuda, there's a mer de keshita mekebetzis. The people from Yehuda were ramoim. You couldn't trust them. So Memela, so by Yehuda, there used to be Mamet Shushvinin after the Chuppah to make sure that the Chosn doesn't make Dreidlach, the Kala doesn't make Dreidlach, and we'll find out Klaw if she's a Psula or not. Now what's Pshat in this? Your Mamet Shushvinin after the Chuppah, she's a Bohula. It was Meshachadim, but there's no time it's Psulam Sai Vesai. So what, why do you need this whole Shushvinin? So Al-Kochach, there was other places in Yehuda that there wasn't Mishachadimo. And for those places, I mean, Mele, there could be a Tainis Psulim. And therefore, in those places, so there were Mamet Shushvinim. And Begolol, they didn't do this. Begolol Yosin came. And then it says further, Begolol Yosin came. So that's Bemis in the Teretz already, but we bring down the whole Baraisa. Be Yehuda, be Rishon, Yeshishvinim, Yeshainim, be Bayi, Shechosn, be Kala, Yeshainim, bo, be Golu, Leho, Yehoisin, Kei. So what does this mean? So the Shit Mitzvah says, Meredek, there was one place in Yehuda that, what was the Sheshvinim? The Sheshvinim was that before the Be'ila, they went and they were Boydik, the Chosn, and Kala, the Chosn doesn't have a white Suda, a blank, because they were afraid the chosn might shtolz on chasude. That means he'll see that there's dam on her sude, so he'll go and get rid of that sude, and he's coming with a different sude. So they searched the chosn to see he doesn't have a white sude with him, without domin. They searched the kala to see she's not coming with a sude with domin. Fine. They searched them. Finished. So after they searched them, they went into the room, and I couldn't talk. That was one place in Yehuda. There was another place in Yehuda that you couldn't trust them either. The Sheshvinim can't give up. They're going to go into the room, and then all of a sudden the chosn will have to go out a minute, and they'll go out after the Sheshvinim left, and they'll take the, he hit a Suda right up, so they right by the door, and right them at the Reinkumen. So there's one place in Yehuda that used to sleep there in the room. They were there, in the Akaponim. They were sure, they slept in the house. That the chosn couldn't go out of, the chosn couldn't go out the whole night. That means, by the Bila, they searched him, he went into the room, he stuck in that room, and they slept in the next room, to the Sheshvinim. Cause they were afraid that, and Begolo, they didn't do such a thing. So what's Pshat and Golo, so the Shita Mekibetsa says, but in Golo, they were Mamet Sheshvinim. In the Begolo, but they weren't Yeshenim. That means there were some places in Golo, there were also Ramoim. But not as much Ramoim as the people in Yehuda. Let us see Rashi. Kedesanye mekoymis mekoymis yesh. Lamashmish lapashmish lamashmish masayim boyshalayla. Shekalkulu zeh ozeh b'masayim. betam shlo yire zed khosn shn si dam sulen vi yabe dol va abe dat so dol take a different suda vizuloy tavi mape she yeshlati pe dam Makim should not go to Mashmesh, Lenogulayach, deal of a Makim should not go to Yach, my Mishmash boy, Haray ain't some tiny spoon, there's no tiny spoon to begin with. I'm a beautiful Makimus, Makimus, yes.